with regards to the protection of civilians, I would tell you that it is one of the major mandates given to the mission. And this protection is done as a whole of a mission approach, where the military, police and the civilian components, as well as the humanitarian agencies, work together in synergy to provide that protection. As you know, in where issues of protection of civilian is a major concern, the military plays a major role, ensure they carry out what we call the confidence and trust patrols to ensure that there are no security risk to the people within the box. And in quality, this is complemented by the works of the community liaison officers as well as the OMPO in doing this.
Along the same line, how the mission is supporting the dialogue between communities. We know that Abyei has many different tribals. We have the Arabs, we have Dinka. So if you can tell us a little bit about that.
The mission has done a lot by promoting intercommunal dialogue, especially between the Mesirias and the Nok Dinkas. Of importance is the Joint Traditional Leaders Peace Conference we held in May 2022 in Entebbe. This brought the two traditional leaders together, of the two communities together, and they were able to interact and for about 2-3 days, and they were able to come to the conclusion that the best way forward is to continue to have dialogue and promote peace among themselves. Apart from that, we have the major problem, which is associated with the seasonal movement of cattle. And we recognize that this is one of the major reasons why they go on in conflict. So we organized a conference in Dodach, which was a peace conference. And then later we had what we call the Corridor Conference. The Corridor Conference is based on the different corridors in which these cattle migrations take place. And it was a success. And till date, I think the communities have come to agree that sitting together to discuss issues concerning migration of transhuman, for example, is better done through dialogue.
The war in Sudan has had a devastating impact on both Sudan and South Sudan. Could you please explain how this war has affected the mission's work?
It's so unfortunate that we have crisis in Sudan today. Sudan used to be the major logistic hub center for UNISFA. We get our fuel, our contingent on equipment comes in through Sudan. Most of the things we use in the mission comes through Sudan, and even troops are rotated through Sudan. Unfortunately, the crisis has put a stop. As you know, the airspace of Sudan is closed. Movement within Sudan is very difficult, so we now have to use South Sudan, which is longer and more costlier. Directly, we have started seeing a lot of internally displaced persons moving into the Abyei box, refugees, returnees, and newcomers, as they call them. So far, we've had over 5,000, getting close to 6,000 now, coming into the box. They constitute a very major humanitarian challenge. As you know, in the northern part of Abyei, UN staff members that are operating under UNITAMS, and they had to leave because there was evacuation. But to mitigate this challenge, we have been in touch with the DSRSG humanitarian in UNITAMS, and she has been very helpful. They've made arrangements to post in people from Port Sudan to come and look into the humanitarian challenges. Efforts are underway also to ensure that humanitarian relief items get into the northern part of Abyei. Apart from that, for the security of the returnees, newcomers, IDPs, and refugees, we have the Pakistani battalion who are in the northern sector of Abyei box, who normally provides security escort to them into the box.
But are there any security issues arising from the arrival of this new returnees from South Sudan to Sudan, or how's the situation
from Sudan,
now?
Yeah. From Sudan to South Sudan. Yes. Yeah, there are concerns about people taxing them, people harassing them, which has been brought to the notice of UNISFA. We are tackling it. We speak with the humanitarian agencies so that they can open up collection center at the northern part of Abyei. We also encourage the traditional rulers of both the Nok Dinkas and the Miseria to speak with themselves and give assurances that these issues of harassment, taxation will stop. We have also engaged with the government of Sudan to inform them of these challenges that the Nok Dinkas or returnees are facing. And so far, I think the voice of reasoning is prevailing.
I will go back to the engagement between the mission and the youth and women in Abyei. You talked about how the mission was able to forge peace between these local communities. And if you can tell us about the engagement between the mission and the women and youth.
Yes, the mission realizes the importance of women, youths in peace and security. And as you know, UN Security Council Resolution 1325 actually emphasized on the participation of women in the peace process. So what UNISFA has done is to ensure that we break the religious, traditional and cultural barrier of involving women in peace initiatives. So we have the gender advisors, the mixed engagement team of the TCCs. We also have the CLOs and the OMPUL working together to make sure that the women are brought into the forefront of peace negotiation, peace mediation, and all the conferences we are doing. When we went to Entebbe for the Joint Traditional Leaders Peace Conference, we had representation of the women. We have also facilitated women and youths attending the WOW conference. We also ensured that they were there during the Dudaj Peace Conference and as well as the Nung Corridor Conference. So we have also encouraged women to form societies, organizations, so that we interface with them all the time to ensure that they are part and parcel of this peace process. And one other thing the mission has done is to ensure that the troop contributing countries come with female peacekeepers because they are better able to interface with the women, and this has been paying off.
Finally, if you can highlight and shed some light on some successes and some challenges. You've talked greatly about how the mission was able to mediate between communities, local communities. If you can tell us some other successes and challenges that the mission is facing now.
I think the reconfiguration of UNISFA into multinational peacekeeping force has achieved a lot. Now we are able to use the expertise from this experience of the multinational nature of the TCCs to first and foremost ensure that there is peace and tranquility within the box. The rate of attacks, communal attacks, has reduced tremendously. We now have better engagement with the at the various stratas, because we have to engage with the two host countries. We have to engage with the at the local level, at the local administrative levels of the of administration. We have to also engage at the traditional level, which is the communal level. UNISFA has ensured that cattle rustling has gone down. UNISFA has also ensured that humanitarian supplies and assistance to the community is flowing. We also have what we call the joint programming activities, which is meant to encourage commonality among the people staying there. The joint programming is succeeding. Also, I will say that efforts are being made to ensure that we engage the youths actively in the peace process within the box.